episode 210 of Game Over Nation.
I'm just looking at the mic, and it's really loud. So I just started backing off.
You turn it down now.
Well, now I am, so it's too late.
Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 210 of Game Over Nation. I'm your host, Harvey Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hey, guys. I've got a sugar cookie here, and I'm debating on whether or not to eat it.
Gabe Philbin.
I have no food.
Dylan Roush.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about video games.
Don't know why I said sugar cookie. It's an oatmeal chocolate chip cookie. I'm a dum-dum.
I mean, there's probably sugar in it, so you weren't wrong.
And it is
cookie. I was debating between the two when I stopped at the place to get a sandwich on the way home, and I got the oatmeal chocolate chip cookie because it is the better cookie, but I don't know why in my head I was thinking sugar. I don't know.
You fucked up.
Yeah. No, I got the good cookie.
Yeah, there's a unfortunate absence of oatmeal, not raisin cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Because oatmeal cookies are cool.
You mean those imposter cookies?
You put the cookie traps.
You know, yeah, the best cookie is peanut butter.
That's
pretty good.
I would say yes to that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I say yes, but I don't think you're wrong.
Well, let me ask you this. Better chocolate chip or oatmeal chocolate chip?
Shit.
Oatmeal chocolate chip.
I don't know.
I really like oatmeal cookies.
What are my choices?
Chocolate chip or oatmeal chocolate chip.
That's the best answer.
Okay, guys. All right. Would you rather do this or that?
What are my choices?
I'm unclear as to what my options are.
I think that's our next comment.
If you don't like that game, why'd you buy it?
If you don't like it, don't pay $60 for it. Why'd you want $60 for it?
I would go with oatmeal chocolate chip as well.
Faux show.
Yeah.
See, I like oatmeal raisin cookies.
You're a monster.
I hate raisins and
cookies. It's like you just walk right into the Sarlacc pit and you're like, yeah, this is cool.
Tastes pretty good.
Yeah, this place is alright. Really roomy.
Is the Sarlacc full of raisins or something?
No, but it's a cookie trap.
Oh. It's a trap for your tummy.
It's a trap for your taste buds.
Cookie trap.
You're like, oh man, I'm about to eat some delicious chocolate chips. Oh my god, what is that?
Yeah. Oh man, taste the adventure.
That was the worst. Dive into muffins. That pit. Raisin muffins can fucking be burned.
Whoa. Yeah, raisins don't belong on muffins. They're fine on cookies, though.
Oh, you're wrong. But you're right about the muffins. You're wrong about the cookies.
So, like, I can have I'm a big Raisin Bran guy.
Uh-huh.
I'm big on Raisin Bran, but shit. You put that in a cookie, I'm gonna, like, spit that right out.
Raisin Bran cookie, though?
Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah. If you haven't gathered yet, this is a video game podcast where we talk about all the latest things related to video games and the video game industry.
And ants.
And ants.
We talk about ants.
What would raisin Doritos be like?
Not right.
Why? Stop saying gross things.
I'm trying to make this about video games and Doritos.
Oh, is that the line we're drawing?
Yeah.
How about raisin-flavored mountains?
Yeah, that was the next step. Like, one begets the other.
Both of those are gross options.
Wait. What was the other ingredient?
Mountain Dew flavored oatmeal cookies.
Oatmeal Doritos. Raisin Mountain Dew.
No.
Nah.
All right. What have you been playing, Ryan?
Nothing.
Oh. All right.
I played some more Fallout. Just making my way through that. I really haven't played anything else. I've been considering, like, I went to Austin over the weekend. So on the way there and back, I was listening to, like, Giant Bombcast and some other stuff. And, Tomb Raider sounds cool.
I want to pick that up.
And I'm like, I want to play that, but I also have Fallout to keep going through. Friends are like, a guy at work got Battlefront, but I don't think I can pay 60.
I think it's fascinating how everybody bought Fallout and it still didn't set the world on fire. Like, no one really... Ah, that's a good...
Yeah. Well, you've heard they don't want to set the world on fire.
I have words to say about that game.
What was a podcast? So words are a good thing.
I have words. Because I'm not very happy with it at the moment.
Why is that?
Let me tell you. I have a list of reasons.
please do.
What are my options?
Okay. I bought it on PC. Of course. I think I buy all of their games on PC. But I'm fine with like the normal bugs that you would find. Whatever. People with stretchy arms. Whatever. I can deal with that. That doesn't ruin like my time with it. What ruins my time is the amount of crashes this game has.
Oh yeah, didn't you say it crashed for you 8 times on Sunday?
Yeah, yeah, and I know the reasoning why it's crashing. I looked it up on the online, and there are workarounds for these crashes. The one that was happening to me the most. The only way to get around it is I have to open up the console and literally teleport myself to where I'm being taken. It's an on-rail segment. And no one knows what caused it, but doing something makes it so it crashes at the same part every time. And so I have to, like, type in console commands to teleport my fucking character to the end of this thing. Well, then these other crashes are happening that are similar. It's getting a little old.
You know what's worse?
What's up?
Do you know what's worse than that?
What's up?
Disney Infinity 3.0 on the surface. Because it...
Look at these segues.
It doesn't even get past... Make no sense. No, it says... Oh, it shows you all the developers, you know, as the game's loading up. And then it says press start, you hit start, and it starts loading the game, and it just freezes right at the end of the load bar, and you cannot get to the actual game. I thought this would be resolved on my Surface Book. I was wrong. Same glitch. So I downloaded 12 gigs of Disney Infinity for nothing. Luckily, it's free. That's a big plus. If I paid for this, I'd be furious.
Anyways,
so back to Fallout.
Anyways,
mine was more interesting.
I can't give that a pass. I can give a pass to the silly bugs that aren't game breaking. I can't give a pass to that. I can't recommend buying it. I really can't right now. Not until at least Skyrim. I had some more problems with, but. There ended up being an unofficial patch that came out that fixed all those problems. That kind of shit doesn't fly, if you ask me. I can't expect the game to work because, like, I can't, like, wait for a patch to come out. That's horse shit. Anyways, I mean, this is a time that we've railed on, what was it, EA for the fucking Battlefield shit. And this game gets a pass for some reason? Fucking horseshit is that?
Because everybody's playing on consoles, so there's no crash.
It's not getting like a pass from people. It's just people like...
It's Fallout.
It's expected, and it's like, are you willing to deal with
it? Why is this expected? I read an article...
this always happened.
I read an article that said part of the charm was the fact that these games were so buggy and stuff. And I was like, that's not a... And they're like, oh, because it's a small team, which, cool, that's fine, whatever. But, okay, take a longer development cycle and work the bugs out.
It's a small team?
Yeah, apparently.
Huh.
Which, I mean, okay, weird. I can appreciate wanting a smaller team. That way you don't lay off the entire team once the game is finished. I get that part. That makes sense. Okay, so extend the development time and do some fucking quality Q&A. Don't write it off as a goddamn excuse. Oh, they're just small.
I expect, like, I understand that, like, idea of, you know, the bugs being charming because, like, some of them are, like, pretty damn funny, but, like, that doesn't, like,
it's the pass. Same bugs.
That's not, like, a pass.
It's the same bugs, game after game after game. They don't fix the bugs that are known. That's what I don't understand.
It's one of those games that, like, it doesn't get treated the same way as every other game in the industry. Like, and I think that the modders really elevate this game, you know, past what it actually is.
Right.
I mean, there's like all these mods for that fit. There's already a mod that fixed the dialogue system.
So yeah, I downloaded that one actually, and it's amazing.
Yeah, and like, I don't know who would do that for anything else, you know?
Right. People... Well, that's the nice thing about all of their stuff is it is highly like modifiable, and that's
they
cool.
Embrace it.
I like that. I do think that they should spend more time making sure that they're from their end, it's an acceptable product.
True.
If they didn't have modding support, they didn't have modding support for Fallout 3 or New Vegas on the console.
It's still unclear what that's going to be like on console, like what kind of like mod turnover there is.
Right. I don't see that as acceptable. But
bugs aside, like even like if this game performed how it's supposed to,
yeah,
I still think that people would feel. I mean, I'm just not hearing like a lot of holy shit, Fallout's incredible.
I was gonna go into stuff after my biggest complaint is fucking bugs.
Yeah.
But to me, I think the UI is completely fucking terrible.
Yep.
Yes. Holy crap.
Yeah, even the Pip-Boy, like getting around Pip-Boy it is very awful. Cumbersome. Like it
I've
is
heard using
so
mouse
slow.
And keyboard on that is like near impossible.
It is.
Yeah,
like... it's not fun. I think the UI is terrible. The Pip-Boy is terrible.
Navigating the Pip-Boy uses the triggers, the bumpers, and the fucking D-pad.
Yeah, I just use the mouse and click the shit at the top.
Yeah.
The map system is absolutely atrocious.
And that's pretty typical too. That's always been their maps have always been kind of shitty. You'd think they'd do a little bit more.
Right, right. Especially their local maps. And their local maps aren't obvious. Speaking of not obvious, the game has no tutorial, has no way of letting you know how the hell did the settlement building process work.
Well, it
didn't even tell me what button started VATS.
Doesn't tell you anything. It's like, here you go, guys.
That game has, like, so many fucking systems, it's just like, figure it out.
None of them are intuitive.
We don't even know how this shit works.
Not a single system there is intuitive. Like, why isn't there a menu for me to assign settlers to, like, crops and shit? Why do I have to, highlight them and hopefully they're near the crop that they're working on so I can see them.
Above all that, why do you even want to do it?
I don't know, because it was offered to me.
Yeah, I've set up, I have like 11, 10 people towns. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the same boat as you right now. I spent all, it's so counterintuitive, the whole system. I don't understand why I'm still doing it. So maybe I'll just say fuck it and just go through the story. Which brings me to my next point.
See, Fallout's like a game I feel like I could rip apart for like an hour and then go play.
I would
after
spend
that.
More time on this if I didn't want us here till fucking 10 o'clock at night.
The writing in that game.
The writing is really bad.
Is something.
It's bad. There's
the
no other way to go
incompetent.
Around it.
You are the sole person capable of self-reliance.
And I don't want to like pull that whole, well, I'm a fan of the originals, but I will.
What are my options?
Well, okay, I was going to say the dialogue choices. You don't have very many. And you're kind of railroaded. Like, if you pick an option, or one of the three, you can pick three of the options there, they'll typically railroad you into the same ending.
A problem I've heard about the dialogue system is that so you can't change the color of like the UI there. You can change the color of Pip-Boy.
Yeah, but
and there's
not
no colorblind mode. So they're like Harris can't tell if there's a obviously taking his jacket off, so ignore that sound.
Enjoy that sound.
There's
the persuasion attempt.
Yeah, you can't tell if it's like a persuasion attempt thing or not. The only thing that he will be able to like realize if it's like a persuasion attempt is if it says fail or if he gets experience for it.
Right. Okay. So yeah, I see what you mean. The color thing doesn't bother me as much. Fallout 2 had that. The color, there was a perk you can pick up. But what I kind of meant was there was a lot more dialogue choices in Fallout 2. And that's partially because it was not a voiced protagonist.
Well, this is more options than Fallout like 3 and New Vegas. Didn't they usually just have 3?
No, it's not. It's less options.
I thought it was like it was usually a list of like 3 options.
No, it was a list, and the list depended on like what character you were talking to. Right. So sometimes it was like 6 options to pick from, which was typical of like number 2. That's kind of what I'm getting at is 3 and New Vegas had a lot more options with dialogue. This one has a lot less. Which, and you're kind of, and like I said, that's partially because it's voice acted, which I kind of like the silent, being able to, choose like kind of, oh, this is the type of character I'm playing, but, I guess it will helps people get into the story mode to have a voice. That's whatever. That's personal, opinion there. There's a lot of questionable decisions here.
Just Fallout's just a weird.
I can't say it's a good game. I can't say it's a good game. Especially in a year that gave us Phantom Pain and Witcher 3.
Bloodborne.
Ooh, that Bloodborne DLC.
Halo.
I want to play it so bad.
I didn't play Halo, so I can't.
Halo's like, okay.
Halo was good.
It was alright.
But in a year, I should say, in a year that gave me The Witcher 3, I can't say that this is a competent RPG.
Yeah.
I wonder if there will be, like, a point when, like, this just isn't acceptable, because it clearly still is.
Oh, it's...
I feel like
it's celebrated, borderline celebrated.
That's just like fanboy shit. Like,
I guess, but like, well, I mean,
like saying that is like
every website, every like video game website has several articles of like, check these glitches out, guys, and everyone's like, oh, great. Like, I don't know. There's never like, oh my god. Like,
well, some of the glitches are like, harmless and funny, but sure. Like the game crashing because you're going through a segment that you have to go through,
right,
constantly doing that like that.
I just mean the.
There's nothing funny about that.
The overall segment that I was of the game is as far as you see like celebrated usually, unless it's a they'll go. There's a game crashing bug,
and like Skyrim like had like hilarious shit, like the giants at launch. Whenever they would hit something, it would fly into the sky and disappear.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I mean, if this was just kind of, it was just me having this issue, I'm like, one out. But this is, I mean, I like I said, I was able to look up my problem because many people are having this problem.
So it's really a good thing. It's bringing the community together.
Right. They did. That's why they
That's what I was talking about with Skyrim is the only reason all my problems got fixed is because I downloaded the the community patch, the one that was made by modders that fixed all the problems. Bethesda never fucking bothered to fix their own fucking game.
I wonder if
and
the support
why
will be
should
any better.
They?
Yeah. Exactly. Why?
If you don't like it, why just pay $60?
I didn't spend $60. I waited for it to be on sale.
That may be like my favorite fucking thing I've ever read from Metacritic.
$60. I went oh my god, I went to that tear for a couple like 15 minutes. Whoops. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't even see the timestamp because we're on our couch and we're using my desktop to record.
Anyways, sorry Ryan, I interrupted your
I didn't really have anything else.
Yeah, it's been a quiet week for me too. I've just been playing League of Legends a lot because that game is like
it's back.
It's new again. They changed enough and made it like really weird, not like Dota weird, but like weird in relation.
You can say Dota weird.
They just came out with a champion that spawns a bunch of tentacles on the ground, and they like slam down and hit you, and that's pretty dumb. And I like it.
Hey, Javi just got a new computer. Maybe it's time.
Nah.
So you've never even tried League of Legends, right?
Never.
Yeah.
I played Awesome Nuts. And like, that's a game which is whose art style is like up my alley, and even then
it's
basically just a glorified tug of war with lots of other factors, and I don't care.
I would have said like Overwatch was like right up your alley too.
But
haven't played it because Bungie's stingy with those beta keys.
Blizzard.
Yeah,
it sounded like they had an open beta, but it was still closed. Like the press release or like the advertising.
Yeah,
for
the
it
beta
like
that's
it
going on
open.
Right now, it's only like a select number of people plus streamers.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to trying Overwatch out.
I'm still debating whether I would want to pay 40, because who's gonna fucking get it on console here?
Hobby.
Like in the in, like, well, between me and you, Gabe, I only imagine me and you would be playing it.
Am I gonna get a multiplayer only shooter game
for $60 on console?
We could just leave it without the price. Like, probably not.
What, you're not all about fucking...
Like, Team Fortress 2 is free.
What the hell is that game
that's,
called?
That's the most...
War
like,
Mission,
Scout
War
is right
Strike.
Up Javi's alley, too,
Warframe?
And he would...
Yeah.
He Warframe. Will never play TF2.
I played that one.
PS4. Yeah, we tried Warframe, like, once, and yeah, just
like,
don't care.
I got really into Blacklight Retribution for... 10 minutes.
We all got into that game until Ryan and I bought like the starter pack, and then right after we both bought it, we were like, "All right, we're done."
Yeah. I think I spent $5 or $10 on that game, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna get into this," and then I stopped playing it.
But I felt like that $5 or $10 is probably worth the fun we had with it.
Yeah, I felt like
they deserved something for the time we spent together.
And it was just at that point, it was just the time that we spent that money because it was like. We spent that money and then, like, never played it after that.
That's really true. Like, I don't think we even booted it up again.
I don't think we did.
Like, we bought it late that night. We were like, all right,
and
cool.
Like,
all right,
let's go
use this later. We'll play tomorrow. And then we just never,
Didn't that studio shut down?
No.
Or they downsized a lot.
Probably, yeah. Because they put out that horror game. What the hell was that called?
Wasn't it Dying Light?
With the self. Yeah, yeah. And then that didn't do well at
didn't?
All.
I saw a lot of people talk about that.
Oh, the
zombie-like
game. Okay.
I don't even know if that was zombies. That's just horror.
Dying Light was a zombie game.
Procedural? Oh, no, not Dying Light. What are we thinking?
Dead Light?
No.
It was something light.
Fucking, it's like a horror game. It's a bunch of jump scares.
It might be Dead Light. It's a bunch of jump scares. It's a procedurally generated first-person horror game. So like every...
Oh, okay.
Is definitely... Dying Light is that zombie game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It might be Dead Light. I think it might be Dead Light.
I'm gonna look this up. You guys keep talking.
Zombie Studios is the
developer.
Yeah. Anyways, so yeah, that's what you guys have played.
Well, I played a lot of Fallout, and then once I got sick of crashing, I was like, "Fuck this!" And I booted up my Vita and played Final Fantasy Tactics.
Ooh, which one?
War of the Lions.
Oh, so the PSP one?
Yes. I have actually only played through that one once. Which is weird considering I've played through the one on the original PlayStation like 10 times.
No, they didn't do that. The last thing was Blacklight. The studio is now defunct.
What the hell?
Yeah. Did they do Spec Ops The Line?
No.
Who did the line? It just says they did Spec Ops series.
Spec Ops The Line was... what was it called? Titan? Titus? Something weird.
Titanfall?
Jaeger did
that. Yeah, Jaeger's been the longtime developer of Spec Ops, I believe.
I'm just gonna search scary game with camcorder.
Well, Jessica Chobot.
Outlast. It's called Outlast.
No, it's not Outlast.
That's what I was thinking of.
That's what you were thinking of?
Yeah.
No.
Scary game with camcorder.
Yeah. I'm just gonna.
It's not a camcorder. You have your cell phone.
Well, it came up. It worked, didn't it?
Jessica Chobot wrote it.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm just gonna search "scary game with Jessica Chobot." Daylight.
Daylight. Not Deadlight.
That could have backfired, Gabe. You could have got Mass Effect 3. Hi-oh.
Diaba Awas.
Apparently, there was a big Andromeda leak.
Yeah, I saw that. And the most exciting news for me was that Drew Kay was coming back to write it.
Is he OG Mass Effect?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And half of Mass Effect 2.
I would really dig if they, like, blended Mass Effect 1 with Mass Effect 2. Like, kind of updated the gameplay, kept the same, like, overheat ammo system, but, like, made it look better.
Yeah, I was talking to Devin about that, where I was like, man, the writing in Mass Effect 1 was really good, but the gameplay didn't hold up as well.
Oh, it's bad.
Yeah.
That being said, especially on consoles, holy shit.
Yeah.
I got lucky, and I played that game on PC for, like, the majority of the time I played Mass Effect 1.
I played that game on consoles.
The game barely runs on Xbox.
Like, yep.
You played it on PS3.
I played it on Xbox.
Oh, no, you got the HD collection, didn't you?
No, he originally played it on Xbox, because he played my copy of it.
You played the first one on 360, and then the second one maybe also on 360, and then I bought it again on PS3 when it came out.
You're playing Mass Effect, like, somewhat recently. Was that on?
Oh, yeah, I bought them later down the line.
Yeah, that's what I was just talking about. But, like, still that barely fucking
ran. Yeah, yeah. They didn't fix that at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. But shit. The writing was really good.
Yeah.
That's what I was missing the entire series was that. Because I think Drew left the company entirely. I don't remember.
I forgot Javi drew this fucking ant, and then
ants.
I open up Twitter and it's just right there. Oh my god, Dal. Fucking,
what's up?
It's just the house we saw today. He was so bothered by a room that was painted like a very mellow pink, and he's just like, "It's still bothering me.
I don't want a pink room.
We can't have that." I'm like,
I'll sleep in there.
Green ass kitchen. This room is like tiny. It's like a cupboard under the stairs almost, but it's on.
Oh, that's kind of scary. Imagine like maybe like female Harry Potter was like locked in there.
Nah, I don't think that's gonna happen. Isn't there a new Harry Potter movie coming out?
Yes, a prequel.
It's like based on some like monsters book she wrote. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's a prequel to the entire.
Okay, I didn't know. It was... All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything from you, your end, Mr. Javi?
I checked out that Badge Arcade thing that I was ranting about last week for the 3DS.
Yeah,
so you can get a free turn, a free try every day, or there's a chance to by doing the practice mode. Anyways, I got a Mario badge, and I think I was incorrect about like the only certain badges, even though I was told this on many three different podcasts, but actually playing it looks like every single badge can be used as a folder icon, so that's pretty cool.
Played the claw
game? It's free. You could download it and you get 5 turns for free, and then you can do this practice thing every day to get a chance at one turn. But yeah, I have a little Mario icon for all my Mario games in a folder, so that's kind of neat. I don't know, as long as you, and if you, I don't know, if you want to spend money, it's your prerogative, but because me and Rachel have spent like money on the themes to cover it, to change the way that your menu looks, so it's not much different than that. But anyways, so I've been checking that out, and then Project Steam or Codename Steam, which one is it?
Yeah, that's that turn-based one, right?
Yeah, it's basically Valkyria Chronicles on your 3DS, and it's good. I've been playing that.
That came out a while ago, I think.
Yeah,
no one talked about it.
I heard that game came out like kind of sloppy, in that whenever the opponent had a turn, the screen just went black for like over a minute.
I don't know if it like it so updated? So yeah, there was an update. Okay. And I don't know about going black, but yeah, when you do a turn, you have to watch the enemy turn, the entire thing, and everything that each enemy does. But that patch added an update where you just hit the shoulder button during that, and it doubles the speed, so everything's just fast forwards through it. I can't imagine how bad it was like when at launch, especially in the later levels when there's more enemies. You have to watch each one of them do their moves.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like the biggest problem about that game was it just made it such a chore.
Right. So that's not there anymore. And it's cool. I think what compelled me to pick it up was I had YouTube on and I was cleaning the house or something, and a review for it came on, and I was like, oh yeah, I wanted to check that out. I remember it getting not great reviews, and it just looked interesting, and the review was kind of enthusiastic about it. I'm like, why not? I'll check it out. Especially now there's Amiibo support, so.
Makes everything better.
Everything. What's cooler than Abraham Lincoln fighting alongside Marth and what's it? Ike, yeah. But that's basically it.
All right. Did you guys hear that PlayStation 4 apparently can emulate PS2 games?
Yeah, I did. I was
curious. The Battlefront, like, the bundle came with, like, codes for old Star Wars games, and people found out that those old games are like a PS2 version of it, but being like upscaled through emulation.
Huh? They must have figured out the same thing Xbox did like a month ago,
but like they didn't say anything about it.
What a coincidence, Ryan! Yeah, it happened at the same time.
I mean, the PS3 could do the same thing through software.
But they both swore up and down that they couldn't do it. They couldn't make it backwards compatible. They probably just needed more time to work it out.
Well, yeah. I mean, if the hardware literally cannot read those things, like if the Blu-ray drive can't read it, I don't know. I'm just making
it. Well, I don't think that would be it. Yeah. I don't think that was ever their stance. Okay.
Can a Blu-ray drive read UMDs?
One way to find out. Cram it in there.
I miss my PSP.
I'm sorry.
I use that thing so much. I'm like the biggest PSP fan out of everyone I know. I really like that system.
I didn't have one.
You had your Go.
I had a Go at the very, very end. I bought the Go with Peace Walker. It's good times. Mm. And also I used that Go as basically a PS1 machine, which is basically what I used the Vita for.
It's all right. Someone else we knew used the Go as an emulation machine.
Who?
I can't say his name on here. Harris.
No, he didn't use a Go. You can't. That's the thing. You can't hack a Go. That's why he was like, "Why'd you get that?" Because he used to like jailbreak everybody else's PSPs.
Oh, right. But he does have a Go.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
That's the funny thing is he gave you crap and he has a Go.
Now he doesn't have. I don't think he has a Go. He has the Xperia Play.
Oh.
Which is the phone.
That's a Sony phone? Why does he have that?
Because he got it for like $30. I don't know why Harris likes to buy cheap things. And it's like, but you're never going to use that, Harris. We tried to tell him.
No, he used it one time.
When he got
While we were at PAX in line for something.
It was like, this is terrible.
we were in line, I believe, for the Keith Apicary thing.
Oh, he had a Go then?
I thought it was a Go.
Harris was playing. His real PSP. We played a Street Fighter Alpha against each other.
Because he got his Xperia Play when I was visiting him in January. So he got that pretty recently.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. We talked about some direct stuff last week.
I played more Amiibo Festival.
Oh, God, why?
Because Rachel wanted to, and it was a big mistake.
The one person out there that likes it is Rachel.
So I told you guys last week that every single game we played, I got my ass kicked by that game. I have KK Slider now, and the tables have a turn. Rachel was destroyed. I had like almost double the happy points.
Happy points? What the fuck are happy points?
You get happy points for doing things that make you happy. Plus the money that you have, every thousand bells you have converts to one happy point.
They said you can't put a price on happiness.
But it's a thousand
bells. But Animal Crossing proves otherwise. That's right.
Oh man, that was fun. It's fun when you win.
I take back everything I said about that game.
8 out of 10 game.
8 out of 10. We gotta do 4-player, because then it'll be very interesting. Because it's... The randomness of it, man. And when it's only two players, there's some things that affect two players and evenly, where it's like, oh, you both get 5 happy points. But that means nothing, because then the level, I mean, nothing's changed. We both have... yeah. But Oh man, there was one colossal game changer that I gotta tell you guys. So
KK Slider changed the world. Yeah,
it changed the game. Okay, so Sunday came along and Joan is selling her turnips and you can choose to buy as many turnips as you can afford. I always go all in. Just take all my goddamn cash, give me all the turnips, because I know that in that preceding 5 days, I'm going to make a profit. I don't know. Like, one of the spaces has got to be better than what she's selling them at. And it usually is. And Rachel's always on the side of caution. She's like, well, I'm going to get a sensible amount, but still have money in my pocket for some reason.
Big mistake.
So Joan was selling turnips at a relatively high price. Usually they're about 80 bells, but she was selling them at like 110 or something. I'm like, I can still skate by with 110. Watch this. Bam! Put down all my money. Get all the turnips. Rachel buys like two bundles. I think it's 20. You can buy them in bundles of 10. So she buys two and still has a sizable amount of cash in her pocket. And then this happens. We land. She goes and she lands on a space, you know, whatever happens. And then I roll and I land on her space with her. And then the fucking game goes, oh, I crashed into Rachel today and all of our money spread around the floor. We didn't remember how much we had, so we just split it in half.
Jack!
Thanks! I got half of everything she had. And she got nothing of mine because I had it all in turnips. I had it, you know, tied up in some investments.
All your money was tied up in equities.
It was fucking amazing. Just
bump into somebody like, oh, here's $100 on the floor. I didn't have any money on me beforehand, but you just want to split it?
Yep. And then right after that, I land on like a really high price turnip space, sell everything, and I'm sitting on like 100,000 bells, and she has like two.
I feel like everything you said last week just got like wiped away by what you just said.
Yeah,
right now
it's pretty. That was like the game most,
sounds pretty amazing.
That was the most Mario Party thing that's happened. And yeah, so we got.
I'm gonna check
players.
Your money and give it to everyone else.
I would love if, like, in Mario Party, just without landing on any spaces, just Bowser came down randomly and just said, "I don't like this guy. I'm gonna take everything from him," and then just boop. It's gone.
Well, yeah.
Like, I want Mario Party to get, like, completely...
I'm going
to
start trying that...
Destroy people's lives.
I'm going to start trying that on the street. Or, like, with my dad or something. Like, oops! Oh, we dropped all our money! Do you remember how much you had? Yeah, me neither.
That's 50-50.
Yeah, we'll just split it. Yeah. That guy never carries cash. Doesn't matter.
Alright. Well, let's get into questions.
Do we want to do the other thing?
Hi, listeners.
Do you have stuff for us, Ryan?
I have five stuff for you.
Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
What game?
We're doing Call of Duty Black Ops 2 this week.
Well, that would be a good one.
Or, sorry, Black Ops 3. My bad.
Okay. This would be retro.
Sorry, I was looking at one of them, and they mentioned Black Ops 2 in it right as I was saying that. Okay. So... I'm just going to do it. Okay. I feel that Black Ops 2 was the more superior game and not that Modern Warfare 2 is still the pinnacle of the series, followed by COD 4 and Black Ops 1. If the developers wanted to make fans happy, they should get back to basics, but they are clearly too concerned with streamlining and upgrading. They are clearly too concerned with making the game better. Anyway, I'm going to keep going. After playing it for a few hours, I don't think I'll go back again. Every inch of the game reeked of mediocrity. The guns have no oomph and feel plastic. The maps are garish and just not very well designed. Lag compensation is still an issue, and while the movement is fast, I'm not a fan of futuristic boost jumping on the plus side. The customization is good, but that doesn't make up for the game that's still massively to the original games. Still pales massively to the original games? There we go. COD has lost its way, and it just comes across as being desperate to satisfy teenagers with dwindling attention spans. Now, this is definitely not the best one I picked, but I just really liked the fact that he was like, hey, these guys are just too busy with streamlining and upgrading. Like, what
did he
the fuck?
Not have any punctuation for a while? Is that why you didn't stop speaking?
It was it kind of was. Yeah,
I take it this is someone who didn't get into the games until the first Modern Warfare.
If it's possible.
Because that sounded like what someone who only liked the first games would say about the new games.
But, mad props for using the word garish.
You're right.
He's my favorite Mass Effect character.
But why? I mean, why waste time making the game better when you can, I don't know, make
put out the same exact product as you put out last
year?
They're
too concerned with upgrading.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say this guy gave it a 0.
Okay.
Javi? I'm gonna guess a 4.
Four.
Because it has customization. That was a plus.
Uh-huh.
If he doesn't at least have a 1, I'm gonna be fucking pissed.
It's a 1.
Jesus.
It's a 1.
It's a mediocre game.
See, this is I didn't do okay, well. No, let me just read this next. This one fall. I'll explain what these two reviews sounded like to me after I read this next one and give you their score. Okay. Well, it's not a bad game. Even I enjoy it 0. More than the past 4 titles. But in my case, I play all COD games, and yes, it is still as repetitive as the other games. For someone who never play any COD, the title is perfect for you. Even if the game is bland and repetitive, it's exactly the past game, but with more content and very bizarre campaign. The multiplayer is solid like ever, and the graphics doesn't look better than the previous title, but still are not bad. The mechanics are enjoyable, but the game isn't any replayable for me. Also, everywhere there was it was all just commas, the whole thing. No periods.
Hey, better than ellipsis. Uh-huh.
So what is that score?
3.
2.
6.
0.
Fuck! No way.
Yeah, and both of these, like that one and the first one I read, both to me were like, it was what I was talking about last night, where it was like, there were so many reviews on there where they were like, reasonable, like, it's not that bad, blah, blah, blah. 0. 1.
What got me is, like, he said, I buy every one of them. I play them all.
Yeah.
But he's like, 0. Does he have Stockholm Syndrome?
Well, and he starts it with, well, it's not a bad game. Even I enjoy it more than the past 4 titles. And then he gives it a 0.
Oh, my God.
I love, my favorites are when, like, there are a lot of 0s on a game, and then somebody will write, I haven't played this game, but I have to compensate for all of these unnecessary 0s.
Right.
Doing God's work.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and the funny thing is, this game was an 8. I pulled all of these from the Xbox One version, and the Xbox One version scored an 83 by critics, but by user reviews, it was a 3.9.
That's better than I thought, actually.
That's pretty good. I mean, given what the reviews we've heard so far, those 3.9 reviews must be sterling.
Yeah. I feel like Metacritic should just disable 0 and 10.
Or just disable user reviews.
No.
Because literally they only matter for stuff like we're doing right now.
Yeah. Okay, here's the next one. Ripping of Destiny and Titanfall. The movement is plain boring. Zombies is crap. Multiplayer is dominated by players with special move. When in Call of Duty did players have special powers? Treyarch have failed, IW failed, and even Sledgehammer bringing out sloppy, and this is more blank into the pile.
7.
I'm gonna guess I'm gonna guess 0.
5. 1.
Fuck! Son of a bitch!
Thought it was gonna be the wild card.
Yeah, this guy, he liked it. He liked it a
lot. Yeah. That's...
But the thing, that one has literally no punctuation and no capital. No, the first word is capitalized.
Yeah. I mean, he wants to be taken seriously.
Right. Oh no, he capitalized IW in Infinity Ward. Well,
nice.
He abbreviated it IW, so I guess that's why he took the time to hit the shift key. All right, I got 2 more. All right. I want my money back. This is the worst history I ever even see in COD history. Poor multiplayer, so much bugs and poor texture. I am come back to Battlefield.
You know what? I should just start posting on Metacritic user reviews and just on my phone and just keep hitting spacebar so it just autofills a word, and just that would be about as
that was the review.
Yeah, this really is the worst brief. History I even see in COD history.
Two. Yeah, I'm gonna say two as
zero.
Well.
Zero it is.
Ah, yes.
You gotta get more diversity in these scores, Ryan.
Zeros and you ones. Can't give these and people benefits or doubts.
And here's my favorite, I think. mostly just for one part of it. Nothing new hang on. Nothing new, the wham slide jump blank is stupid. Matchmaking is camp-based. Invites work maybe 40 PCT of the time. Worst COD I've played. Blaze it 420.
Wait.
10. 10 out of 10.
He gave it 420.
Was that you editorializing at the end, Ryan, or was that in the review?
That's in the review.
All right, this is a solid 8.
10.
This is a 3.
Fuck.
Ah, blaze it.
Matchmaking is camp-based.
What does that mean?
I think he's implying that if you're a camper, they will put you in a game.
Matchmaking. It'll matchmake you.
I want to see what that game will be like. Is it just people sitting in corners at different sides of the map? Someone will make a move.
Oh, man. All right, we got one more. Or is that it?
That was it. That was my favorite because Blaze it 420, guys.
Just Blaze it 420.
Blaze it.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Thank you, Delarosa.
Thank you, Ryan.
Snaps for Ryan.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what other games we'll have that are worth this for a little bit.
It doesn't need to be a weekly thing.
No.
Phantom Pain. You need to find Phantom
Pain. I will say, though, that these ones this week were better written than the ones last week.
Kind of.
Like, I don't remember who.
Ryan just might have gotten better at translating.
No, there was definitely more of the. Internet.
What game did we do last week?
Battlefront.
Oh, okay.
Which leads us into our first question from Prototype. Why don't you guys have Battlefront? Because we don't have it.
I will give you a big, big answer.
I'll give you a more calm answer. I don't care about Battlefront. Field is that the right
Battlefront
Battlefield or
well,
Battlefield?
Yeah, well, you might as well call it about, Battlefield.
Yeah, I don't care about Battlefield or Battlefront.
Battle F games.
And I don't care about competitive multiplayer, and that's all this is. If it were something else, and it was Star Wars, I'd check it out.
I think there's a co-op mode in it, but it apparently sucks.
Oh, okay.
So
there you go.
Yeah, you're fine.
I don't want to. That game has no content.
Oh.
That is the biggest, like, one of the most glaring thing I've seen in every review is there's not a whole lot of content to this.
Well, that's another question.
And I'm like, wow.
How do you feel about EA releasing free Battlefront maps outside of the season pass?
That's an improvement. That's cool.
Good. I think that's what the first, was it like Jakku or something?
Isn't the Force Awakens stuff free or no?
I think that's what it's like, Jakku something.
Okay.
Something of Jakku. And that's the Force. I'm pretty sure that's the Force Awakens stuff.
Okay.
Packers or Bears?
Packers?
Yeah, Packers.
Unless Olivia Munn distracts Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah, they're dating. Forgot about that.
Well, you didn't see that last week? There was a few articles that Olivia Munn was an off-field distraction.
To Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
The woman that Aaron Rodgers sees, like, every day of his life was a distraction? I'll take my answer off the air.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Alright, next up. How would you feel if EA wanted to reboot Mirror's Edge after they released the new one next year? I don't know.
Sticky.
At least you got a second game.
I don't know. I mean, like, all right, whatever.
Gabe's into it.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'll give you updates on Hot Mirror's Edge takes once I play that game.
Oh, over the Over the weekend, I there was like a friend of a friend up in Austin. Her name was Roxy, and we became Facebook friends. And she has
the truest a picture, kind of friend.
She has a picture of her in Faith cosplay on her Facebook.
Good, it's good, smart person.
Right, good, figured smart. Figured you'd be a fan of that.
Good, smart, mm-hmm. smart human.
Yeah.
You know, you're never friends until you're so, Facebook official.
Yeah, you gotta. That's the most important place.
So that original day that Mirror's Edge was coming out also had like Far Cry Primal and Deus Ex on it, but Deus Ex just got pushed back to like August.
That's fine with me.
Next year?
Yeah. Wow. So it was February, you know, August next year. So
wow, that's a whole year, almost.
I mean, 6 months, half a year.
Is that 6 months?
It is.
I just picture, like, you said February?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just picture that as, like, the beginning of the year, and then August is, like, feels like the end
of the year. It's, like, 6 months later.
Yeah.
All right. Next question for Prototype. Will any of you be taking advantage of the deals over the weekend? Probably something. I imagine I'll get something.
Like I'll take advantage of deals.
Like you I mentioned are the before, deals. I think maybe...
I'm the deal pimp.
Maybe Xbox, if I can find a good one.
These deals that. Ain't loyal.
You're going to buy an Xbox?
For my dad.
For what's it called?
For Steve Dad 420.
Steve Dad, yeah.
Please use his handle properly, Ryan.
Sorry, Steve Dad 420. Yes,
Dad is dead.
Steve Dad is getting a boner.
Stop it.
From Justin, how do you deal with stupid people at work? Headphones. Real loud sound playing through headphones.
My superior wit and guile.
What?
Just patience.
What was the question?
How do you deal with stupid people at work?
Oh, Dylan's got some. Telling us about it.
Yeah, telling all of us about it.
I don't want to. I don't want to deal right with now. What's up?
He doesn't deal with them.
I don't. I put in my headphones because my boss is his cousin.
Yeah. Your boss's cousin clips his toenails next to your face.
I'm just like, imagine Dylan working and then all of a sudden in front of his screen is just a bare naked foot. Just no acknowledgement of his existence there at all. Alright. Prototype. What athlete would you like to see as a Disney Infinity figure?
What athlete?
Yeah.
Shaq.
That's a good answer.
That's pretty good.
That's a pretty good answer.
The answer is Michael Jordan from Space Jam.
I want to see a Barkley Shaq playset. This just like the set of whatever basketball.
No,
Disney. No.
On a personal level, I would like to see a Gronkowski. Debo.
Gronk.
I want to see Gronkowski Gronk Mario in Smash Brothers.
Gronk.
And last question, how would you feel if the 4.0 version of Disney Infinity was the ESPN edition? What the fuck does that mean?
That would be awful.
Wait, what is just, what?
He means
just like a football?
Well, football there's ESPN toys in Disney Infinity.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So like there's an ESPN soccer ball and like field and shit like that.
I feel like they could do something like cute with like a Sports Center like level design or something.
But if 4.0 was like ESPN edition, like what he's saying is like 2.0 Disney Infinity 2.0 was Marvel edition, 3.0 is Star Wars edition. So like
okay. So
like the main figures and playsets that come out that year are mostly that. So this year's Star Wars.
I can't wait to get that starter that Bill Simmons starter kit.
Yeah, I would finally find out how Flacco Joe is.
Yeah. And, oh, God. Just the whole thing where it's a quest of Joe Flacco trying to become elite.
All right, yeah. So I'd feel pretty damn good, Prototype. Yeah. I feel pretty damn good about
that. Yeah, I like all of these ideas.
So what do you think? What do you think?
Peter King.
What do I think next year's edition is going to be?
Fuck you, Ryan.
I feel like they could keep pushing out Star Wars because Star Wars sounds like there's
no, they can't. Peter King would be a villain.
Or like a Star Wars version. It doesn't have to be 4.0. Doesn't have to be the Star Wars version. Right. They could have like Star Wars
playsets.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, out. When...
What if it's anime?
When Rogue... What is it?
Old
Rogue
boy, Squad, Ryan. Rogue One.
When Rogue One comes out, there's going to be a playset, I'm sure.
Ryan, how about that Stephen A. Smith DLC?
We're on to something else now.
If you look at if you look at all the playsets and figures that they have out, they've covered everything in Star Wars at this point. I mean, you have every character from the prequels, you have every character from the originals, and you're about to have all the people from Force Awakens. So they've basically covered everything at this point.
Those Force Awakens ones looked real good.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
You're running out of space.
I am. I need to put up those shelves. But no, I think that 4.0, they're going to stop attaching the entire game to a franchise and instead focus maybe on just having new features. They might even just abandon the addition part of the title. It might just be 4.0. And hopefully, a lot of people are hoping for water. I hope they introduce like swimming mechanics and maybe have a Little Mermaid playset or something like that. Or I want Lion King really bad. But that's like, they keep saying that that's very difficult because how are you going to have something with four legs compatible with everything?
Just make them walk around like a person.
No. I argue that maybe they don't need to be compatible with everything. Maybe Simba doesn't need to be able to fly a helicopter or a car or drive a car.
But isn't that how it is now? Everything can work with everything
else? Except for the Cars figures. So the Cars figures are just, they can't even attack. They can only drive.
That's a missed opportunity of having a car drive a helicopter.
Right? I know. I want Lightning McQueen in the cockpit with his fucking tires around the wheel.
Yeah. That's how it... This is God intended.
Yeah. But who knows what 4.0 will be. They could easily just dive deeper into Marvel. Like, just do a Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage figure playset. I know that those Netflix shows are not for children, but like, you could pump out those. Or do X-Men, but that's less likely since Marvel's kind of, like, burying every franchise that they don't have film rights to. But they can do it. Everybody keeps saying, "Oh, they're not going to do X-Men because they don't have the rights." They do have the rights to they could make those in the game if they wanted to,
but they can't make a movie. Out
not
of it.
Going to, yeah. Anyways,
yeah. Well, that's all the questions we got.
Cool.
So Ryan, got some good questions.
Yeah.
This is just going to slowly turn into like an hour podcast, 30 minutes of which is Disney Infinity.
I hope so.
Wow, man!
Can't wait.
I can wait.
It's going to be 30 minutes of Disney Infinity, and then to combat that, Ryan and Dylan are just going to talk about sports.
So you guys got really excited about Disney Infinity Sports Edition.
Well, yeah, because we want to see all these stupid character people.
I want Shaq.
Yeah, the Shaq, Shaq Barkley playset really sounds pretty magical to me. So anyway... if you want to find those things, I can tell you where you won't find them, and that's GameOverNation.com. But you can go there and hear more from us. You can also find us on Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Hit up our YouTube page, YouTube.com/GameZeroVerNation. And, of course, as always, you can find us on Twitter, at GameOverNation. Again, if there are things you would like us to comb through Metacritic about, let us know. We'll go check it out and see who the dumbest people are.
Who's the dumbest?
Who's the dumbest?
When we find out next week, we'll realize that the dumbest person was inside us the whole time.
It's always been us.
Stay tuned for that. all right, guys. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Game Over Nation. We will catch you guys next week. See ya.
Bye.